The train door had hardly shut before he noticed the Calder Valley was colder than his last visit. And then it's that train again. And then he realised it was about to snow. He noticed the colour of the countryside as it slowly turned white. Returning to his birthplace, Hebden Bridge, memories came flooding back. The stillness was shattered by a squeaking trolley being pushed towards him down the dimly lit underpass, not a corridor. Dickie was attending a funeral of his childhood friend Daisy Daly. The journey had seemed longer than it was, and he squinted with tiredness when his eyes met the trolley pusher. They were eyes he'd gazed into before. They were eyes that belonged to Daisy Daly. Indeed, Dickie froze to the spot. What could possibly be going on? It wasn't Daisy who was dead. It was her twin sister and Dickie's childhood sweetheart, Dolly. You're following this. The stick of rhubarb made a firm and final contact with Dickie's temple before he had chance to speak. The rubbery but firm stem with a flailing mop of
rhubarb leaves
on top were enough to knock him off balance. And when his cranium made contact with the platform, it was enough to register a fatal blow. Under the rhubarb, Dickie had crumbled. Daisy Daly was now a killer. Eliza Vert, our heroine, was sipping on a cappuccino. She'd been up since 3:30 that morning and needed the caffeine. Not based on Liz Green, honest. Eliza had positioned herself in her favourite Hebden Bridge eatery, Cafe Al Pacino. Her bike was parked up outside. A legacy of the Tour de Yorkshire, and very soon it was going to come in useful. Daisy had a plan to stay close to the scene of the crime and blend in. She positioned herself behind Eliza Vert in Cafe Al Pacino. The police were swarming around Hebden Bridge Station looking for someone brandishing a lethal stick of rhubarb. They wasted no time asking in the cafe, only to be greeted by a sea of blank faces. Fletch, the waiter, went over to Daisy's table, and in a panic, Daisy ordered a dock pudding with custard. "Custard, madam," said Fletch. "Sorry," said Daisy, "I'm so used to having it with copious amounts of rhubarb that we grow on our rhubarb farm back home. I've got rhubarb on my mind." "Aha," exclaimed Eliza, "and some rhubarb leaves in your pocket too. I think you, madam, are a murderer." Daisy gave herself away. She ran for the door, only to trip over Eliza's bike, which had been parked inconsiderately outside. Eliza smiled as West Yorkshire Police handcuffed Daisy, and as she was led away, Eliza Vert turned to the crowd and said, "Unlike her rhubarb, it looks like she's in custard, D."